It was the Nutty Bars that did it for me.
Welcome to the Greater Dane Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. Today is Thursday, 9/11/2025. We're actually recording this a day early, but when you get it, it'll be that date. We're glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm Aaron Chamberlain, your host, and joining me as always, he's wearing a Michigan football shirt today. Not sure if that's a statement or what it is. How you doing, Jamie?
Doing great. It's a shirt I grabbed.
That's kind of what I do. It's like, yeah, you know, no one sees that. It's feeling nice and cool in here.
Yes, it is. Is it too cold for you?
No. I'm sure I'll get sweaty.
Is everything shriveling up?
You know, it's a little pruney. All right. How's your week been?
Great. We're untucked and ready to roll.
You're untucked? Is that what you said?
That's it.
You've been working on that garage, right? That's what you meant, right?
Exactly. Doing good. I actually lost 2 more pounds.
Nice. So, nice. What you up to?
Or down? Down to 290.
Nice.
So
I like it.
Started off at 335, somewhere around there.
Dude, that's awesome.
So we're getting there.
When I was at my heaviest, that's where I was at. It was like 335.
I got tired looking like Stay Puft. So.
Yeah, I lost, I think it was almost 90 pounds, and I kept it off. But I've gained some back, and I never reached where I wanted to get to. But I'm, you know, actively getting back into it, trying to do that. So that's awesome. Glad to hear that.
Good.
Keep it up.
Trying to.
You need to turn the air down so you're sweating all the time.
Well, I still sweat when I cut the grass. I got Halloween decorations. That'll make me sweat.
I always made the joke when I was losing weight that one time. I was like, for a big guy to lose weight, you just have to be in a constant state of perspiration, just all the time.
I don't know about that. Just got to quit eating.
That's really it.
The late night snacking is what helped me. I just cut it out.
But it's so good.
Oh, well, I'm not disagreeing.
Just eat, change it. Eat celery.
Yuck. Not a rabbit.
You know, carrots.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
Somewhat.
Not as negative calories as celery is, but yeah. You know. All right, let's see. This past weekend we had I had that Oktoberfest gig. Went to see Mark Norman. That was pretty good. That was pretty fun. Bengals won their game. I'm excited about that.
Barely.
Yeah, and it was a nail biter all the way there. All right, well, let's get into some news, shall we?
Yay, news.
Let's see. Let's start off with some Ohio news. You moved the tables around, so I got to look to a different direction now.
Yeah, I can move it over there.
No, it's fine. Start with Ohio. Looks like U.S. Senator John Husted has proposed a new federal law that would exempt the income of students in career technology or technical education programs from being counted against their family's eligibility for benefits like SNAP or free school lunches. The goal is to encourage students to participate in paid, earn, and learn internships and apprenticeships without the fear that their wages will push their family's income over the poverty level and cause them to lose crucial benefits. Local educators like Mad River Schools Superintendent Chad Wyan support this proposal, stating it would be a tremendous benefit to students and families in districts with high poverty rates and break the cycle of poverty. I don't think it's a bad thing to propose. So hopefully that gets through. All right. Also in Ohio, this is what I was talking about earlier. We have the 10 Ohio haunted house on haunted houses on new Passport of Terror tour. Have you heard about that?
No.
Well, I'm about to tell you about that. Ohio Valley Haunts.
Make sure you say that one right.
Yeah, right. Ohio Valley Haunts. A Cincinnati-based promotion and review group for haunted attractions is launching a Passport of Terror tour featuring 10 stops throughout Southwest and Central Ohio. To participate, buy a $5 Passport of Terror at any of the 10 participating haunted houses. Collect a verification sticker each time. You get a ticket, and then once you visit all 10, you turn that in at your last stop to claim a free commemorative hoodie. The hoodies will be distributed at an awards banquet tentatively in November 9th. Are you ready for the locations?
wonder how many I can guess. Are they any of them local?
Some of them.
Okay, so you're going to have... Is there a JC's on there?
JC's. No.
Didn't make the list. Okay, how about Dayton Screen Park?
Yep, I figured that would be your first one you'd say because it's, you know, it's got the word screen.
Yeah, is that on Valley Street? Say, does it give a location?
Right Way Road.
Not sure where that's at. How about Land of Illusion?
Yep, there's two.
I mean, we have five? Ten.
There's ten.
Ten. Let's see here.
I think that might be the only ones.
Only two around here. Kings Island, does that count? They're probably not on
there.
No. What do you got?
All right, we got Blood Prison. That's in Mansfield.
That's far away.
Yeah, some of these are.
Yeah.
Well, if you want that commemorative hoodie, though.
Right, yeah, definitely.
You can't make your own, you know. Brimstone Haunt in Wilmington. Cincinnati Fear Fest in Williamsburg. You did Dayton Screen Park. The Dent Schoolhouse, which is in Cincinnati.
There's a lot of them in Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Final Resting Place in Sabina. Forsaken Forest in, this is in Indiana, actually, Richmond, Indiana. Haunted Hoochie.
It's on North Dixie, right?
In Patascala, wherever the hell that is. Land of Illusion, and then Mount Healthy Haunted Hall in Cincinnati. So if you're interested, check it out. I'm not a big haunted trail fan. Okay. I do have a friend that does a haunted trail every year down in West Virginia. They do it like 4 weekends of the year.
Right.
It's pretty pretty intense.
And Young's Dairy's not on there?
No.
Man. No. They have their thing going on too.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some Dayton news. Looks like Dayton's unemployment rate hit a 4-year high of 5.6% in July, reflecting a statewide trend. Analysts are concerned because there are now 1.1 unemployment people for every available job in Ohio, indicating a lack of positions for those actively seeking work. Well, also, don't be stingy when you need work.
Right.
Until you find something, you know, that works for you.
I'll work it out.
Hopefully.
Right.
Now work it out. As President Trump proposes sending National Guard troops to high-crime cities like Chicago and Baltimore, federal data shows Dayton ranks among the nation's most violent cities. That's not great. According to FBI data, Dayton has the 7th highest homicide rate per capita in the U.S. last year, a rate higher than that of Chicago or Washington, D.C., recorded 44 killings last year, which is a 47% increase from 2023, a 14% rise in gun-related violent crimes. Mayor Jeffrey Mims Jr. acknowledged the rankings, linking them to complex social issues, and stated the city is working to increase police staffing and implement new technology to combat crime. So hopefully that makes a difference. For the 42nd year, WDTN and Dayton CW's Coats for Kids campaign is asking you to donate new and gently worn coats and winter accessories to help families in need across the Miami Valley. Once the campaign kicks off September 5th, which was last week, you'll be able to simply drop off new or gently used coats or winter accessories at any of our blue Coats for Kids collection barrels in October. You can look online for those locations. I think they said since this inception, which was like in the 80s, late 80s, they had like 20,000 coats come through. Or maybe that was like the first year. I don't remember. But
right.
It's been pretty significant and noticeable. The Cozy Book Nook, a bookstore specializing in indie authors, bestsellers, used books, and bookish crafts, is in the midst of relocating to downtown Dayton after 1 year of having a store in Moraine. Plans to reopen with a soft opening on October 1st. I don't know.
You can't even say it.
The soft opening will only have soft books.
Yeah.
The hard books are later.
Yeah.
This is not great, but kind of comical for the one part of it. So a date man pleads guilty in Facebook Marketplace robberies. Do you ever use Facebook Marketplace?
Occasionally.
I have as well. Brooks alleged lured customers on Facebook Marketplace to Elmwood Avenue in Dayton and robbed them while armed with a gun, which is not good. He was connected to 5 robberies.
Robble, robble. Yeah, McDonald's before you come
robber,
here.
Robber, robber, robber. Should have, right? Five robberies from December 18, 24 to January 9, 25. Brooks is accused of stealing cash from four victims and shoes from a fifth person. That's why I put it in there, because I chuckled when I read it, too. So it was just like,
have a clean,
give me them shoes. Like
clean run getaway, basically, with the shoes.
I guess. I don't know. All right, moving on to Beaver Creek.
Probably Jordans or something.
It probably
high market for it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what it was. Beaver Creek developer Synergy is moving forward with his plan to build a $250 million office park on Wright Patt Air Force Base. Now, having now gained construction access to the site, the project called Convergence Research Center will be built on nearly 44 acres of the base's Area B under long-term enhanced use lease with the government. The development will consist of eight commercial buildings constructed over the next decade. Project expected to eventually create 2,500 jobs. That's a lot. The first building is projected to open in late 2027. In coming days, motorists can expect to see heavy equipment entering and exiting the base. In Bellbrook, looks like KFC on Clio Road is permanently closed. No additional information at this time.
Bellbrook?
Yep.
Yeah.
In Fairborn, this Monday, September 15th, in the 2025 Ohio Defense and Aerospace Forum will be held at Wright State. The event, organized by the Dayton Development Coalition, will bring together top military leaders from Wright Patt Air Force Base and the Space Force, with executives from key defense companies like Joby Aviation, Sierra Nevada Corporation, and Anduril, to discuss the state's role in aerospace industry. Huber Heights, got any news from Huber?
There's an event this weekend at the Eichelberg sort of festival. It might come up if you have that.
Yeah.
It's the garage sale weekend for here.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you need to go drive around and just look at stuff.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I missed out on some of that stuff this
year. Huber Heights garage sale weekend.
Trying to save money. It's kind of hard when you want to go to garage sales.
Everything keeps breaking at the house.
What I got for Huber, looks like Mexican restaurant Taquitos Europan opens in Huber in former space of Mr. Pollo Mexican Grill. In Kettering, we got Kettering Schools is inviting the community to a future-ready facilities forum as it finalizes its master plan to consolidate and build new schools. The forum will be held from 6 to 7:30 on September 23rd at Fairmont High School and will include a tour of the high school. The event is an opportunity for residents and families to learn more about the district's ongoing efforts to modernize its buildings. In Lebanon, looks like after decades of silence, the historic 1914 bell atop Lebanon City Hall is once again ringing, chiming the hours of the downtown area. The 1,200-pound bell had not worked since the late 1980s, and the clock is the same tower had been stopped since 2010. The city recently completed a $30,000 restoration project with the Verdon Company of Cincinnati to repair both the bell and the clock, which now chime daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Save the clock tower, Jamie, in the distance. You know, he's running to get drinks, use the bathroom, you know. That's what he does. Well, you know, I like the chimes of bells. I don't know. It's always something peaceful about it, and I just it's cool to see that.
The Christmas thing.
Yeah. Springboro, looks like the Blue Dog Books, another bookstore, but this one's new women-owned independent bookstore with curated selections of titles, has opened in historic Springboro. The shop will hold its official grand opening September 21st. What are you drinking? I hear something over there.
Root beer.
Root beer.
Sugar-free. Zero sugar, sorry.
Alcohol-free, too?
Yep. A&W. Good stuff.
In Troy, John J. Fisher. Have you heard that name?
Jingleheimer Smith?
He might have been around for it. He's a resident of Story Point in Troy. Recently celebrated his 100th birthday.
Yes, I did hear that.
Surrounded by family and friends. Born on September 7th, 1925. That was actually not that long ago.
Yeah.
He grew up on a farm in Dark County, overcame polio as a child, and worked his way up to become general manager of Dayton Sash and Door. You know what that is?
Thing you wear around your... Yeah. Something, I don't know. For a sash. I don't either. You beat with a door. Hell, I don't know.
During the celebration, Fisher was honored with proclamations from the mayor of Troy, State Representative Jonathan Newman, and Senator John Husted's office. Family members noted that Fisher stays young by adapting to change, often texting them for help with his computer.
Sounds like me.
Perspective, he has lived to see 17 U.S. presidents, 5 British monarchs, and 9 Catholic popes. He's witnessed the moon landing, knock knock if it's not a conspiracy, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the creation of the internet. Nice. West Carrollton, looks like they've received official approval from the Ohio EPA to move forward with an $8.8 million upgrade of its aging water treatment plant. It's funded by Ohio EPA loan, will modernize the 30-year-old facility to improve water quality and reliability. Well, that's good for the people that are drinking it, right?
Right.
It's expected to begin this year for construction and take about 3 years. So you can drink good water in 3 years. Not right now.
I'll stick to the plastic.
Paper. All right. Enzinha. Looks like entrepreneur, and Air Force veteran Ross McNutt. Has purchased the long-vacant EV exchange building in downtown Xenia with plans for $3.7 million renovation to transform into a mixed-use hub. It's nearly 90,000 square foot historic building developed to include a restaurant and retail space, a maker space, a home for Greene County Youth Robotics Club, and Entrepreneur Center for rentable spaces. Then lastly, in a reversal of a previous announcement, Kettering Health will now keep Greene Memorial Hospital in Xenia open. This plan includes a $10 million renovation of the existing hospital and construction of a new $26 million outpatient health center nearby. Dun, dun, dun.
I think I was born there.
You were born there?
Born at that hospital.
Ooh, nice. Well, they're keeping it around.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some facts. Facts. What's the facts, Jax? Nothing. All right.
Tomorrow's a historical day?
Well, that is true. For those that are hearing this on the 11th, this definitely is a remembrance of 9/11, 2001. I remember where I was at on that day. Do you remember where you were at that day?
I was at home, and I just turned the TV on, and it interrupted by the news.
Were you upset? Was it a show that you cared about?
I was pretty much like everybody else, I'm assuming. Just couldn't like fathom what was going on.
Right. I was in school. I was probably in like 8th grade, 9th grade, something like that. And like girls were, it was a Christian school, so it wasn't like a huge area. Girls were going to the bathroom crying. I was like, what is going on? And then find out, and I remember getting home and I was asking my parents, did you hear what's happening? It's like the TV is like blasting all this right. stuff. And I was like, geez.
And I don't think I went to work that day either.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Also on that date in 1995, Ohio Governor's Voinovich proclaims Cleveland Indians Day. Well, that's a segue.
You hit watch again, you can see what happened to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he falls out of his chair.
Oh, man.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it sucks. Sorry for those that are listening. It was just breaking news.
Breaking news or something.
What was his
name?
Kirk
somebody.
Somebody got shot at a Utah University presentation. Sucks.
Charlie Kirk.
I hate to hear that.
Especially just the day before, you know, something 9/11-ish in a way.
Yeah. All right, so on September 17, 1920, National Football League is born in Canton, Ohio. 12 teams pay $100 each to join the American Professional Football Association, renamed the NFL in 1922. September 17th, 1873, 19 students attend opening class at OSU. Wow, 1873. That's been around.
Yeah, they got good wine.
September 15, 1947, the first four-engine jet-propelled fighter plane tested in Columbus. On September 11th, 1950, 33 die in a train crash in Coshocton, Ohio. I can never say that word right. On September 15th, 1857, William Howard Taft, the 27th U.S. President and Chief Justice, born in Cincinnati, Ohio. We've had a couple of Ohioans become presidents.
Yeah.
Speaking of presidents, September 17th, 1859, Abraham Lincoln speaks at the old courthouse for 2 hours. Local artist Charles W. Nickum painted a portrait of Lincoln that was later widely reproduced.
They had 2 hours to do it, so.
September 13, 1944, Shirley Temple appears at Reich's in Dayton to promote war bonds. That's what she was good for.
Right.
September 15th, 1986, the Dayton Daily News and Journal Herald are merged. I didn't know there were two different ones.
Neither.
All right, let me whip out this book for this day in Ohio on September 11th, 1847. Stephen Foster's Ohio Susanna, published in Cincinnati.
Don't you cry for me.
The setting was a saloon, and his payment was a bottle of whiskey. Sounds like the norm for band gigs. It's like, free beer, all right, I'm coming.
Right.
Lived in Cincinnati, worked as a bookkeeper and clerk. Let's see, what else? Born on the 4th of July. Neat. He's a gifted musician, although he received no formal music education. It isn't known whether he wrote it in Ohio, but he sold it to the Cincinnati music publisher for $100.
And a bottle of beer.
He's not getting the royalties now.
Well, that was probably a lot of money, though, back then.
Yeah, it became an anthem for the gold rush to California in 1849. Thousands of copies of the sheet music were sold. Unfortunately for Foster, most of them were pirated copies, for which he received no compensation. Looking through here, looks like he was influenced by the black-faced minstrel musicians of the day.
Minstrel.
Never heard that before?
Uh-uh.
Traveling minstrels?
That's like a period joke, huh?
Kind of. It's not really in
the vernacular. Just cycles around? Just cycles around?
Yeah, it's not really in the vernacular now, but yeah. It is still a word. People know.
A monthly word.
28 songs by Foster were written or published from 1847 to 1850 when he left Cincinnati. Among his most famous are My Old Kentucky Home, Old Folks at Home, Beautiful Dreamer, Camptown Races, and Jenny with the Light Brown Hair. He died at 37.
Wow, he was young. Yeah. What, did it say from what?
Not getting any compensation on O. Susan. No, it didn't.
Too much crying for me?
Yeah. Too much whiskey for me. Yeah, it doesn't really
say. He probably
did
have, like, liver problems or something.
Probably. That's how musicians die, right? Just all this alcohol.
Yeah. Good for Kurt Cobain.
Too soon.
He lost his head.
All right, let's look at some days of the year. On Friday, the 12th, which is 2 days for us. You guys out there. It's National Video Games Day.
Suck at video games.
No, but I enjoy them. Stand Up to Cancer Day. So when you go into a hospital and you see a cancer patient, do you go up to them like, I stand up to you, cancer?
Yeah, that wheelchair and stand up.
And lock you up.
Yeah, pretty much.
National Milkshake Day. Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Brings all the boys to the yard.
A chocolate shake brings it. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Bravehearts Day.
It's the movie?
It's a bunch of kids and, like, Superman capes and masks. I don't think
Definitely not what I'm thinking.
I don't think it is. No, I'm on the same link.
Dolphin Day.
Oh, it's an important event that brings people together to highlight the issue of child sexual assault. Okay.
So, don't touch me there, Day.
Pretty much. Gym Day.
Which is probably where they got assaulted.
Unleash your inner superhero and conquer new fitness challenges. It's National Police Women Day. And it's police as in the police.
Right.
Not police as in the verb police.
Like the singer?
Sure. It's also National Day of Encouragement. an International Cloud Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's like fluffy clouds or maybe a little nimbus?
Just clouds. Yeah, see? You're, I mean, you got it. You should start your own group meetup.
Right.
National Just One Human Family Day.
I only know that because of that movie Up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the Dolphins? Dolphin Day?
Dolphin Day? Do you have that?
Got that on here.
I don't see that.
World Dolphin Day.
I like it. National Report Medicare Fraud Day.
I'm going to tell my neighbors.
National Hug and High Five Day. Nice.
I don't see that happening at work. Maybe come on, bring it in. You got okay, psh, afterwards. Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to Saturday, 13th. Oh, we went from chocolate shake to International Chocolate Day. Just chocolate.
Be chocolate time.
From rich truffles to creamy spreads. It's also Positive Thinking Day.
Yeah, Peanut Butter Day.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got National Peanut Day.
So it goes with your.
Did yours chocolate? Say peanut butter or
it's
peanuts?
Peanuts, probably. Yeah, it's just peanuts, yes.
Okay.
I got excited.
Right. Now, peanuts are exciting, but not as exciting as peanut butter.
Yes.
Programmer's Day.
Here's your fortune cookie day.
Is it?
Excuse me.
You know, fortune cookies was an invention of America, right?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It just reminds me of those little sayings you used to do at work when you were, like, in CS and you had, like, somebody says, man who do this. You know,
oh, Confucius
yeah, say. Yeah, that's what they remind me of. Yeah. You're winning Confucius, numbers.
Confucius say, man who stands on toilet, high on pot.
Right.
Yeah, I remember I used to do that. I think every day I would just come in and have a new one. It was a lot to keep up with, though.
Right.
You'd run out of them.
Yeah. Recycle them.
Confucius say, man who go to bed with, what was it? Man who go to sleep with itchy butt come wake up with smelly finger or something. I was like, oh, God. It's like, what? I'll cut that one out later.
Yeah, just leave it in there.
No. German Language Day. National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. Okay.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
National Defy Superstition Day. Farmers Consumer Awareness Day.
Hey, it's Celiac Disease Awareness.
National Scooby-Doo Day.
Hey, there's a lady at work that has that.
Yeah.
Is Scooby-Doo Day? What day?
13th.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm. National Scooby-Doo Day.
Well, we'll just have to get Scooby-Doo and go out for the streets with him, I guess.
Right, all right.
Did you see our pictures of it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to show you if you didn't see it.
Yeah, so National Hug Your Boss Day on Saturday.
Not going to happen. Definitely not.
National Bald is Beautiful Day.
No, it's not. It looks good on some people.
Ask Chris Rock about it. Was it Chris Rock? Yeah, ask Chris Rock about that.
Big bald?
No, he made a joke about Will Smith's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was what it was about.
Right.
All right, let's move on. Sunday. Sunday the 14th, National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Now, why does it say on Sunday you have to hug your boss?
Is that what yours says?
Yeah.
I got Hug Your Hound Day on Sunday.
Mine's like a day late or something. That's on here, too.
Is it a dollar short?
Yeah.
Somebody got that wrong, I guess. National Rosa Tequila Day.
Cream-filled donuts. Yum.
Yeah. National Sober Day. Yeah. Eat a hoagie day.
I do like a good hoagie.
I can eat that hoagie any day. Gobstopper Day. Do you ever have gobstoppers?
The real one or the fake one?
I guess the real one.
They have one that's like the Willy Wonka one, but you can't eat it. Then there's those round balls, which are like jawbreakers, basically.
Just keep licking that, yeah. I remember kids had those when I was young, but I was never cool enough, or I was too poor to have that kind of coolness.
We always got the little fireballs, and they told us those were the same thing.
Yeah.
You can only eat it for a little bit, and you're like, put it back.
National Parents Day Off Day.
It's every day.
National Pet Memorial Day.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Monday. What you got?
Make a hat day.
Make a hat day.
Make a leg a hat.
I like it. My hat has three corners. It's a German song.
Is it?
Greenpeace Day. Yep. Afro Day. So if anybody you work with has an afro, can you be like, Happy World Afro Day, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just tried to sound Jamaican.
I don't know either.
National Cheese Toast Day. Cheese toast. Okay. Mm. Ooh, double this. Cheeseburger Day. Yes.
That's on Monday?
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Well, I guess you can't celebrate.
I guess I won't be having a cheeseburger.
It's National Linguine Day.
So we'll watch Ratatouille that day.
There you go. National Creme de Menthe Day. Whatever.
It's an alcoholic drink, I think. Like a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
Butterscotch Cinnamon Pie Day.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You're making me hungry.
Well, that's how it goes. National Tackle Kids Cancer Day.
Sorry. It's the bad images of being in a hospital running down the hall tackling kids.
Taking out the cancer.
You're cured. I'm Captain Cure. Can you imagine that?
And then you're running down the hallway. People are chasing you.
Yeah, they would throw you out so fast. I'm Captain Cure. I'm here to tackle you.
I just imagine like Captain Underpants outfit or something. Nope. Or you'd probably just be in a hospital gown.
I'd have a big C on my chest.
C for
sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
National Google.com Day. Nice. I wonder why. The date, is that when they like...
It's probably when it was founded, I guess. But somebody looked it up. Or they asked Google what the day was.
Why the name Google? They took the inspiration from Google, G-O-L. Do you know what a Google is? It's a number.
Couple zeros?
It's a number with 100 zeros.
Yeah.
It's a big number. National Jeans for Jean Day. Come on now. Come on now.
Ironic.
Was this Sydney Jennings?
Yeah.
All right. What are we on?
I have great jeans.
Tuesday. I have great jeans, too. My jeans fit me.
Right.
National Play-Doh Day.
I like the smell of Play-Doh.
Yeah, I don't either.
I do like it, though.
Yeah, I don't.
You just roll your hands and sniff your hands afterwards.
Don't eat it.
I wouldn't eat it. It just smells good.
Get the flavored smelling kind.
They should have a Play-Doh candle. I would burn it totally.
Ugh. What's wrong with you?
It'd keep you out of the house.
Well, National Guacamole Day is for me. I don't think you like guacamole.
I don't. Yeah. It's like somebody blew their nose in a sauce dish.
Play-Doh's not that far from it. At least at a kindergarten or something.
Right.
National Step Family Day. Mayflower Day.
The Mayflower.
International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer.
Collect Rocks Day. Okay.
Trail of Tears Commemoration Day.
That was the Indian thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That in history.
Hey, look at you remembering.
Yeah, that was like 50 years ago.
Look at you remembering stuff.
Speaking of, I got a class reunion this weekend. Sort of.
Yeah. Tuesday is Collect Rocks Day.
Yeah. But see, I got that for... Yeah, I got that same day.
You had Black Rock or something.
I don't know.
National IT Professionals Day. Hey, celebrate me.
Hey, you can do the Step Family Day. Just go up to people and like, you're my step parents. I miss you, Dad. Give me a hug.
Yeah. National Tattoo Story Day.
Ooh, I'm looking.
Show me your tattoos and tell me your stories.
Skin tag. We had that one before.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Wednesday. Smithsonian Day.
You ever been there?
Mm-mm. I'd love to, though.
Yeah, we were supposed to go as a kid, but never have got the chance to go.
Isn't that in D.C.?
Yeah.
It's supposedly
it's
safer
a lot safer
there.
Now. Yeah,
it's safer there now. Yeah. You just ride a train up there.
I don't know how expensive it is.
Yeah, probably getting there and staying over is going to be the costliest thing.
I want to say there's seven, eight, nine, maybe museums.
Dude, it would be like you spend a week there. Like, you're not going a day. Because I went to D.C. for something for back in college. Basically, we were doing something in like Maryland, but it's like right there. So we went over there for like half the day. And I was just like, man, there's no way I'm going to like enjoy everything that I'd like to.
Right.
Like, I don't remember where I stopped, but.
I believe there's like the UFO that was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
Is there in one of the museums. I'd love to go see that.
Yeah, that would be neat.
And they just threw it out in the trash. And somebody got it out and ended up donating it to.
Well, maybe we'll just like schedule a trip up there one time.
Right, we'll do a podcast there.
We'll do the podcast there. We'll just enjoy the time.
Right.
International Country Music Day.
Yeehaw.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Responsible Dog Ownership Day. Apple Dumpling Day.
With ice cream or without?
It did not say.
It's got to have ice cream.
It does.
My personal preference.
Australian Citizenship Day, because you got to celebrate yourself.
Good day, Mike.
I'm down under.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Gorgeous.
That ain't a knife. That's a knife.
Time's Up Day. National Table Shuffleboard Day.
On Time's Up Day, you should go check out that clock.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They won't get it, but, you know.
All right. Constitution Day on Wednesday also. Woohoo.
Yeah. Better than constipation.
Constitution and the constipation. All right. Thursday. Last day. National Cheeseburger Day.
Yay.
The other day was Double Cheeseburger Day. So
last week was double. This is single?
Yeah. Try something new and exciting, like a Reuben cheeseburger, or get the classic. I ain't trying no Reuben cheeseburger.
What would you do that for?
What are you doing in life?
Yeah.
National Ceiling Fan Day, my favorite.
Yeah, I like a good ceiling fan.
World Bamboo Day.
National First Love Day.
Oh.
You have that? You remember your first love?
Peanut
butter.
I don't know if it was love or lust. Is it love or lust?
I love peanut butter.
I lust after peanut butter.
It was the Nutty Bars that did it for me.
Oh, that's great.
I still love them.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Favorite food?
My
weakness.
Cheerios. I love Cheerios.
I pass by the store. I'm like, if I could only have one.
Look at this whole wall. Oh,
yeah, so many there.
Small, large.
It says Buddy on it. That's for me.
And then you go to like Costco or something, and you're like, oh, my God, yeah. I can buy a 50-round drum of peanut butter. I don't know if they have that, but.
They probably do.
You probably do like a special order.
You could put that in a melting pot, and I would just put a straw in there.
Dude, I think the best way to conserve peanut butter, if you don't have a lot, is melt it.
Uh-huh.
And then just pour it over, like, ice cream or whatever. Right. And it tastes just like you have scoops of it. It's great. Yeah, I know. My wife has to, hide the peanut butter. Because I'll just take a spoon.
That's what I do.
Sit there and eat it.
Yep.
And just eat it. And it's like, oh, my God. It's so good. All right. I can't really see anything else on here. Purple Bra Day.
Yeah. Well, that's
who cares
okay.
about the other colors?
Yeah, whatever.
Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day. Like, what are we talking about here?
I think they would probably punch you if you punched, went out there to hug a greeting card people.
National Report Kickback Fraud Day.
Go to Hallmark and just go and start hugging people.
U.S. Air Force Day. Chile's Independence Day. All right, some weeks. We got National Inclusion Week coming up next week. On the 13th, we got National Neonatal Nurses Week. Looks like all this month we got Fiesta de San Pacho. Now we're here.
I think it's cat month too.
Probably biscuits and gravy week next week.
No thanks.
Sexual health week next week.
Boy, rub that one out.
I was waiting for you to say no thanks. But your comment, small pet rodent awareness day. We need awareness.
Right. Oh, rats.
All right. Well, I think that's it for these. We'll move on to some events. Events. See if my calendar fixed itself. Well, it looks like it gave up, and so it told me to reset. Let's see if it worked. I am not a robot. Thank you, calendar.
Double buddy got to Mr. Aaron Roboto.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like what? Oh, I got to appeal it?
Man.
Oh, gosh.
You got to go to court for your computer?
I am a real person. Give me back my account. Call me.
Which pictures have the buses on it? You got to go through that next?
No, it says it thinks that this account was made with a bot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Autobot or Transformers?
The Autobots. The Decepticons. All right. Well, hopefully I can still access my calendar from my phone here. Uh-oh.
Been locked out there, too? What about an Apple?
It said sync error, so let's see what we can get through here. All right. So the events might be all squirrely today. Oh, well. I also am missing some because we're doing it a day early, but oh, well. On Thursday, looks like...
Rod Tails in Huber Heights.
That's right. Is that true?
It is.
Okay.
All weekend long.
We're going to start with reoccurring events and some festivals and stuff. So we got a lot of the corn mazes going on. If you're interested, just search some. Young's Dairies, Tom's Maze.
Billy Mays.
That's the only one showing up in a moment, but
oh.
There are other ones.
ShamWow.
Looks like the play that goes wrong is still going on at the Lock Media. Yeah, this is annoying because I can't see all of my notes on my phone. Oh, well. Farmers Market's going on. Piqua, Lebanon, Inglewood Market. Music Trivia at Riverscape. Karaoke Thursdays at DBC. Trivia at Bach Family Brewing. Open mic at Dunaway's. Open mic at Barrow House. Looks like the Loft Theater's got Dad's Place going on. And then Music Bingo at the Trolley Stop. I know, it's that exciting.
Yeah.
There, isn't it?
Bingo!
What's his name, oh? On Friday, we got Delpho's Canal Days. Four Ancient Restored Machinery Club Show. Looks like a lot of these are multi-days. Some of them starting on Friday. We got Dawn Patrol World War One Rendezvous.
Woohoo.
Where's that at?
That's in the kitchen.
Springfield. We got New Paris Apple Fest in New Paris. Ohio Paw Paw Festival in Albany.
There's a train festival somewhere.
Yeah. I might have it on here. Small Town Autumn Market. Let's see. Farm to Bottle Festival. That's in Wilmington.
You can take that train whistle out there.
Loveland Oktoberfest. Can you guess where that's at?
In Loveland.
That's it. Where's Walnut that? Hills.
No idea where that is.
Yeah. Walnut Hills Farm Bluegrass Festival, and that's in Dayton. We got live trivia with Trivia Shark at Miami Valley Sports Bar. St. Peter's Fall Fest, that's at St. Peter Catholic Church. Looks like Seussical Jr., which is, I think, is a Dr. Seuss thing at Town Hall Theater going on in Centerville. We got the Social Vintage Dancing in Dayton. Adam's Family is going on at the Dayton Playhouse. That'd probably be fun. Then on Saturday, moving on. Looks like a lot of the same stuff I mentioned. Just skipping down. Fall on the Farm at Crossway Farms in Sydney. Obviously, the Ohio Renaissance Festival is happening every weekend for a while. Ales for Tales in Hamilton. Probably about beer and chasing tail.
Maybe. You got to dress like one of those furries.
Sure. Saturday looks like Huber Heights has a multicultural festival.
Yep.
Montgomery Soil and Water Conservation District Fall Fest in Brookville. Ohio Oasis Block Party in Dayton. We got Ohio Fish and Shrimp Festival in Urbana. Oxtoberfest in Oxford, Ohio. That's kind of witty, a little funny. Patriot Sloot Car Show in Dayton. Railroad Heritage Festival in Bradford.
That's where it is.
Oh, yeah.
Choo-choo.
I need to give you the sound effects. That's what you should be doing over there this whole time.
No, you've had your mouth all over that thing.
I mean, I'll get you, you know, I'll spray it down with some sanitizer, right?
Right.
Or you can get your own, you know. Troy has their Porch Fest, which sucks. We didn't get to do it this year, but
you still got
fun.
It's this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday. Well, we're not playing in it.
Oh, well, you can.
Just show up on the side of the road. Yeah. Is your house being taken? Because I want to use it.
Put your case out there and start playing.
Looks like
that. Make some money that way.
Yeah, probably can. So, the Dayton Beer Company's got Summer Band Series going on Saturday. South Lebanon's got a car show. Waynesville's got Street Fair. So if you're going to the Renaissance Festival, make sure you don't go through the town of Waynesville or you will get redirected, and it takes a long time to get around. A lot of farmers markets.
Why would you do that?
I did it last year.
Yeah.
Farmers markets, Saturday, Yellow Springs, Franklin, Oakwood, Troy, Greene County, Shiloh, Huber, New Carlisle. And then it looks like, what is that? Fun Clay Shoot at the VFW. That's in Pleasant Hill, Ohio. I know there's a lot of VFWs, and they never really specify the location of where they are at, but if people really know, they could probably find it.
Most drunks can find it.
Smoke, Sizzle, and Sounds Festival and Barbecue Contest. That's in Trotwood. That sounds fun and tasty. Oktoberfest at Branch and Bone. That's at Wayne Avenue. Fish Dinner, VFW. Moonlight Bike Ride, not at midnight. And then Sunday, a lot of the same things. Looks like Small Town Autumn Market in Troy. Christian Burr's got a car show and craft show. Looks like West Chester Township's got the Sin City Reptile Show. It's always kind of cool to go to.
Yeah, I think I have a friend at work going to that.
Yeah, you should check it out sometime. It's kind of, it's not just snakes.
Oh,
it's
lots of them. Yeah, they get turtles.
Dayton has the Concourse d'Elegance. I don't know. It's a festival, I guess, of some sorts. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. Outer Soul Sundays at the Spot. And Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel. On Monday, not much. A lot of some mazes. Free yoga with Alicia Riverscape, along with a boot camp fitness at Riverscape. Trivia Shark at Buffalo Wild Wings.
If you take a pair of boots that are all beat up, go there and you say, can you put these back in shape? How long do you think before they would kick you out?
Within a minute, probably. Very quickly.
You should shape these things up.
Trivia at the Green, which is at the pub. Trivia Night at Warp Wing. This is all Monday the 15th. Beginner Square Dance Lessons at the Michael Solomon Pavilion. Monday Night Laughs at Oregon Express. Tuesday, Free Yoga, Tip City. Trivia Night in Piqua. Trivia Night at Wing Sports Bar. Trivia Shark at Mr. Borrow's Tavern. Trivia Tuesdays at the Dayton Beer Company. Progressive Euchre at Star City Brewing. Karaoke every Tuesday with Zane at Yellow Cab. And Karaoke Night at the Barrel House. On Wednesday, Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Farmers Market, Fairborn Farmers Market. Then they have a Sip and Stitch in Inglewood. And then we got the Swerk and the Boot Camp Fitness at Riverscape. Trivia Night at Ailmatic, Puzzle Feud at DBC, and Open Mic at the Leaf and Vine. And lastly for these, on Thursday, we got Legally Blonde, the musical. That's at the La Comedia Dinner Theater. Waco Fly-In. Looks like it's in Troy. I don't know if they're doing something airplane-ish, something.
I feel like last time they did it, they had, like, biplanes.
Hmm.
The old, like, Snoopy-type stuff planes that you would see. Yeah. It's pretty cool looking.
That's cool. It's like the
Red Baron type stuff.
It's the poor man's Dayton Air Show. Is
right, yeah. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would check it out. I won't be able to because I got stuff to do.
He got stuff to do. You have no life.
Jack Pine Glass Pumpkin Festival. Yeah, tell me about it. In Laurelville. That's interesting.
Take your wife there.
Well, hey, she's not.
Named after you.
She's not a Laurel. Cincinnati Tackle Trade Days, and that's tackle, like tackle box, at Lebanon. Some more farmers markets. Trivia at Bach Family Brewing. Okay, I think I did all that. Up next, we would like to have live music, and the rest of the events. Can you please stand up? All right. On Wednesday. Nope, nope. Wrong month. How did we get there? We went to October somehow.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Skipped a few weeks.
All right. yeah, it's going to be a shorter list, but that's fine. On Thursday, we got the Curio Unplugged at the Courthouse Square from 12 to 4, 12 to 2, and then Pulling It, an improv comedy at Bricky's Comedy, 7:30 to 9.
I could do that.
Pulling It?
Yeah.
Is that?
Improv comedy.
You probably could.
You could pull that off.
You probably.
Probably.
Probably. I can't make a joke. Okay. I was trying to. I would actually take an improv class. I know I have good timing. I'm not as witty quickly.
Right.
Give me an hour and I'm pretty witty. Doesn't work so well. Call him back up. Hey.
I got cliff notes for that.
I got something we were talking about an hour ago.
Right.
Here's my response. Doesn't work that way.
Put you on pause for a minute.
There you go. On Friday, the 12th, we got Small Town Auto Market at Waco and Troy. It's probably related to the air thing.
They crash in on them.
And Fort Loramie.
Army.
Laramie. Community Garage Sale. Newton Local Market in Pleasant Hill. Ralph's American Grill End of Summer Bash in Wilmington.
That's my dad's name.
Phil Dirt and the Dozers at Lock Nine Park. These are music acts. Charlie Bonnet in Troy. Doobie Brothers with the Coral Reefer Band. That's at River Band Music Center. That's in Cincinnati, though.
Yeah.
Warren B. Hall at the Funny Bone and Dylan Raymond in Troy. Saturday, Community Garage Sales. I just mentioned that. Same people. Fall on the Farm in Sydney. Fall Wildflower Walk in Piqua. Harvest of the Arts and Craft Show in Greenville. Amazing 5K Trail Run in Lewisburg, Ohio. Hope It's a Beach Thing 5K Walk and Run in Dayton. I'm at you, Dayton. Talk and Hike Fall Migration in Urbana. Monarch Tagging in Covington. Jeep Jam in Clarksville. We got the River Ride in Miamisburg.
I think it got canceled, for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Double check that if you're listening and you care enough. BFW Fish Dinner, that's in Pleasant Hill. And then at the Levitt, we got Jazz Fest. That'll be fun. Ithaca at the Green.
Ithaca.
Warren B. Hall, still at the Funny Bone. The Ultimate Doors with Cashmere at Lock 9. Cody Ickard and the Sidewinders in Troy. Simple Days in Covington. In Covington. Carmen Klaus in Tip City and Warren B. again at Funny Bone. Sunday, Jeep Dam, I think, continues. We got the Mellow Yellow Walk. I can't say that word. In Urbana. The Zoom Red Hawk Triathlon and Multisport Festival in College Corner, Ohio. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, whatever. Great Miami Riverway Half Registration in Troy. Hamilton Flea in Hamilton. I'm assuming it's a flea market. Traditional pierogi making adventure in the Cheese Studio in Kettering. Well, it's probably where the mozzarella sticks are.
Yeah.
British Afternoon Tea in Eden. Steve Hofstetter at the Funny Bone. And then Monday, still Fall on the Farm. That's in Sydney. It looks like that's a repeat thing that's going on. Free Yoga, Tip City, Curio Trivia Tuesday, Courthouse Square, 12 to 1. Cox Summer Tram Tours and the Arboretum. I only keep saying it just to hear you chuckle every time. Trivia Night in Piqua. And then Blink 182 is at the Riverbend. Wednesday, Curio Zen's Day, Tone and Stretch from 12:15 to 12:45. At Courthouse, you take your lunch and go.
Right.
Check it out. Live music from Danny Voris at Whisperee's Speakeasy. Then Gray Day Tour at the Riverbend. Trivia Night at Elmatic. Karaoke Night at the Brick Tap and Tavern. Thursday, last but not least, we got Carl Springer Memorial Tractor Engine Show and Flea Market in Fletcher, Ohio. We got the Chocolate Walk. It's free to stroll. There you go. Give me that chocolate.
Eat a lot of laxatives that day. Maybe a lot of running then.
Northmont Homecoming Food Truck. Sip and Shop Artisan Market in Bradford. And then Curio Unplugged Thursdays at the Cocomel. With Cocomel at the courthouse. Well, we made it to the end.
There's a drive-in that's going to be showing the Goonies.
Really?
Along with E.T. in Cincinnati on one screen.
Yeah.
And then the other screen has Grease and American Graffiti. That's a hard one to pick which one you want to watch.
Huh.
Classic movies there.
I wish I could get down there in time.
Yeah.
What you got coming up?
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo. Because it's Scooby-Doo weekend, right?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. Probably not much.
Well, we got the work social happy hour thing at On Par. That'll be fun tomorrow. And then I got a gig with my Vinyl Vultures band at Southern Ohio Brewery at 6 to 9. So that'll be a fun one. I'm going to be coming in Lederhosen because it's kind of like German themed, even though we're not really a German band. But I feel like it's fitting. Saturday, going to Renfest. And another gig at Station 1 in Springfield. And then just volleyball on Sunday. But it's also Oktoberfest gig season because I got two more next week. All right. Well, got anything else, sir?
I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, I don't.
Ask me again next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different doing it a day early, so we're kind of off track a little bit. But that's all right. We got it. We got it. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us for the show today. We hope you enjoyed the conversation, the comic relief, and all the other jazz that gets through there. We are a value for value podcast, meaning we don't force you to subscribe or get behind a paywall to get that extra content. We just give you what we got right here. If you got any questions or any feedback you want to give us or comments, send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. If you feel like contributing to the show, just reach out to us and we will go from there. All right. Well, everyone else, you have a good day. Jamie, take care.